and implementing the National Action Plan on Forced Labour from 2021 to 2025, in parallel with the implementation of the National Action Plan on Trafficking in Person. To promote the social safety protection of foreign workers, all employers must register the employees with the Social Security Organisation and contribute to the Employment Injury Scheme under the Employees Social Security Act 1969. To date, around 1.3 million foreign workers have benefited from the scheme. Malaysia also established the Working for Workers mobile application as one of the grievance mechanisms for workers, local and foreign, to file complaint. There are 17 categories of complaint corresponding to the ILO indicators of forced labour that can be reported to the Labour Department via this application. Since its inception, this application, out of 33,176 cases of complaint received, 32,203 cases were resolved. Malaysia and the ILO have signed a memorandum of understanding on the Decent Work Country Programme for 2021 to 2025 to implement project on forced labour, child labour and human trafficking. At the bilateral level, Malaysia also is also pursuing cooperation with source country to mitigate risk of forced labour and child labour in palm oil plantation, including exchange of best practices to ensure due diligence in management and recruitment. Malaysia also collaborate with partners to develop a pilot community-based complaint mechanism and on forced labour and capacity building of labour inspectors. At the regional level, Malaysia and other ASEAN member states are planning to organise an awareness campaign project to improve public perception and positive contribution of migrant workers. I thank you.
President, on behalf of the National Security Council, I'll be addressing on the issue of management of refugees and asylum seekers in Malaysia. Mr. Vice President, let me first say that Malaysia has long way in matters relating to managing of refugees and asylum seekers. Since 1960s, Malaysia has been providing humanitarian assistance to refugee and asylum seekers. To date, we are hosting more than 185,000 registered refugees and asylum seekers with UNHCR Malaysia on humanitarian basis. Mr. Vice President, first, the